Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Stevens, STEPHENS. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 4/14/22, Mrs. Stevens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort period compared to a study dated 8/31/21. There's been no change. Period and paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Smedberg, S-M-E-D-B-U-R-G. This goes to Dr. Schwier. On 4/14/22, Mrs. Smedberg performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression minimal, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Linda Smedberg. This goes also to Dr. Schwier. On 4/14/22, Mrs. Smedberg prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. The patient was able to walk only 47 meters in 2 minutes and 22 seconds. Her saturation at the end of that time was 92%, period. She felt tired and lost her balance and could not complete the test. Period and paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.